Hello there, Yolanda.
Yes.
Hey, Yolanda. This is Nick with American Ally. How are you today?
Good. Didn't
Good.
know if this was one of those automated.
Yeah, the pause confused me. I was like, is she there? No, I'm calling because you submitted a quote earlier, I think within the past 24 hours for health
Yes,
insurance for
yes.
you and your child. And I'd just like to give everyone a call before I send out more information on it, just to make sure it's a good fit. And then I like to rerun the quote with you if you have a second to talk.
Yes,
Oh,
yes.
okay. Awesome. Okay. And I just want to verify as I'm rerunning this quote, what is your zip code?
76641.
Perfect. Where's that here in Texas?
It's Navarro County. It's between Hillsboro and Corsicana, south of West
Okay.
Wehatchee.
Right on. I'm from Dallas, but I
Okay.
drove through Hillsboro every day. That was my parents' meeting spot right there at the McDonald's in Hillsboro.
Aww.
But let me see here. Yeah, and you're 49 and one child, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And do you currently have health insurance?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Do you mind me asking what you currently have?
It's through work, Red Oak ISD.
Oh, okay, you're a teacher. You're probably on
Yes.
TRS.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah, I talk with teachers all year long, especially during the summer, obviously. But let's see here. So I kind of like to start off by saying, we're a full medical plan, meaning we cover, doctor's visits, surgeries, ER visits, all the major stuff, cancer, heart attack, stroke. The two downfalls to our plan is number one, that we don't cover maternity. And then number two, I always kind of like to ask, do you have any major pre-existing conditions, you or your child, that you guys have been dealing with chronically?
No.
Okay, perfect. Probably just like kind of maintenance stuff and going in for
Yeah.
your annual exams and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, our premiums, usually with teachers, I always kind of like to let them know so that they have an option because you guys are getting your TRS new premiums right around this time in July. And so sometimes it makes sense based on how much subsidies you're getting from your school district just to do a child-only policy with me. But, it's looking like we're coming out to be right about 390 for the both of you guys on our plan. I know for most districts, it's right around 400 to 500 bucks for, a kid and a child or parent and a child on the plan. But usually with us, if I ran like a child-only policy, it would only be probably like 170 bucks on the high end there, if that was something that you were interested in as well.
All right, so my child is not like a child, but he's under 26.
Right.
So is that doable?
And honestly, this is what I usually do. Like I tell teachers, I say, hey, I can bring you over, but it sometimes makes more sense just to look at the child. So how old
Yeah,
is he
that's
again?
my goal. 20. I'm like, how old is he? 20. Yeah, I had him on my health insurance, but I mean, this last year I was like, no, I can't.
It's
But
so expensive.
yes.
Yeah, no. And on top of it, so the biggest difference I'll say is that we don't have co-pays and co-insurance. So just when you use the plan, you're not having to pay co-pays. And then also like surgeries, ER visits, ICU, like major stuff, if it happens, it's not subjected to a deductible. So we pay our benefits before, you would even be paying into something like that. So we also save money on that way. But yeah, for a student, these policies are super affordable. So does he need dental?
Well, I can get dental through my job.
And that's fine. I just always like to ask. It's like 20 extra bucks with me. So I just want to make sure I don't run the quote for him on that. Let's see here. Yeah, so yeah, I'm coming out to 175 a month just for him.
All right, so
Sorry,
are
go ahead.
you like serious? 175?
Yeah. I quoted, this is the exact policy I have for myself. I literally just
Okay.
quoted the exact same thing. It's our policies when you're under 26 years old are extremely affordable. Honestly, even families in their 20s and 30s, like I just talked to someone with four kids, it's like 27. And their policy I think was like $550 a month. So it gets more expensive, of course, the older you get, by a little bit each year, but at the same time, anyone who's in their 20s, we're probably the most affordable policy for the best coverage. So,
Okay.
simply how our policies kind of work, just to give you a high level, is that we pay 16 doctor's visits a year, but the first eight we're paying a full 120 for the doctor's visits. We additionally cover his annual exam, labs, everything like that. But where in the private market we shine is having an advocacy team. So, God forbid, let's say something awful happened to him, like he needed a surgery or he broke a bone and needed help. Our advocates basically kind of just help him with the policy so that it helps people who are definitely children, but kids in general are people who don't know health insurance as well. And they basically pre-price and negotiate all your coverages so you're not getting any surprise bills.
Okay.
But yeah. And then this plan also comes with, it's kind of known as a bundle of coverage. So there's the main plan that's going to cover all his like surgeries, ICU visits, things like that. And then we also have this accident plan bundled with a policy that's going to pay like an additional $10,000 for ambulance and $4,000 for accidents. And so yeah, it's pretty robust for $175.
It sure is.
Yes, ma'am. And so let's do this. I can email you over everything that we just talked about, as well as like an updated quote for him. And then I usually schedule a little bit of time just to kind of like talk about how the plan works in detail. That way I can answer any questions you have and stuff like that. If we could maybe schedule that for, next week, say like
Okay.
Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that. Okay. Here. Okay, let me look at my calendar. Next Tuesday, I have some availability at 10 or 11 a.m. if that would work for you.
Tuesday 11.
Okay. Perfect. And I'll just double check I have your email correct here. I have, where is your email? I have yrico257@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'll send you all the policy documents. And then when we talk on Tuesday, next Tuesday at 11, I'm basically just going to explain everything for you, and then we can take a look at doctors and hospitals in your area just to make sure you guys know that you guys have plenty to choose from.
Okay. All right. Well, because the first one I got my email, like when I sent a quote and got everything back, it said 460. Well, it's like that's basically the same as my job. And I really wasn't going to answer the phone either because I was like, okay. But okay, that sounds very reasonable.
Yeah, no, again, well, to be honest, our quotes come in a little bit high, but we don't have co-pays or co-insurance, so even if our premiums are the same, we usually save people money. Like in terms of the averages that we base on, every single year, if you had your plan with TRS and we had our plan and they were the exact same price, on average we save people money.
Okay.
But that being said, yeah, we can do child only policies. I wish we maybe explained that in the quote so teachers know that there's a couple other options that we have on the table. But yeah.
Because yeah, we're getting that big old raise, but like that's not even enough to cover me
That's
putting
what
him back on the insurance.
always happens. It feels like they give you a raise and then they also up the premium. So
Yes, and
a
pay up
lot
the
of
premium.
teachers, yeah, a lot of teachers get, I know a couple districts here in Dallas don't get their updated premiums till July.
Oh.
And so they're hoping that it doesn't go up, and so I'm telling them, I'm like, hey, this is definitely probably going to go up here soon. But
It is.
you said he's not on your health insurance right now.
No, I had to take, I mean, I had to take, well, okay, so my child support ended. So the
Oh,
child
okay.
support was barely enough to cover him on the in for the insurance. And I was like, well, I just, no, I can't do it. But
Yeah.
he got into a little accident, fender bender. Nothing was wrong, but I'm like, yeah, I need insurance. He needs insurance. And he's going
And
to
yeah.
school, so he's not working, so.
No, and the beauty of that too is that, accidents specifically, there's policies with additional benefits put in there for if he needs like
Okay.
an ambulance ride or something. But yeah, I mean, trust me, I get it. My dad stopped paying my child support when I was 15, so I don't know if that is as relatable as your scenario, but my mom, I've been on this policy for probably 8, 9 years now. I was actually a
Okay.
client before so I had this in college is I guess what I'm trying to get at. So,
Okay. Oh, okay.
but yeah, I'll send this to you and
Yeah,
then it's
thank you.
all really straightforward, really visual. But I'll explain it next Tuesday
Okay.
at 11.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rochelle, have a good day.